Thanks. You know, it found two things, both that the number of heroin deaths increased substantially, which is a tremendous concern, and also that the number of prescription drug abuse deaths dropped for the first time in a while. And that was unusual and unexpected. And these two trends may not be totally independent of each other. There may be a link, and the link could be that, you know, over the last decade, so many more people are taking prescription pain medicines. Some of those people may be abusing those medicines and moving on eventually to heroin. And that's a very concerning trend. It's something that has been noted around the country, including in Maryland. And that's really the focus of our response, is to try to identify people early, get them into treatment, and not have that transition take place.
So I'm having a little trouble understanding. Basically, people will abuse prescription pain medicines. I guess they switch to heroin because they think heroin's a stronger drug?
Well, you know, they are, both the prescription medicines and heroin act on the same receptor in the brain. So they're both, you know, if somebody is addicted to pain medicines, then heroin may satisfy that addiction as well in the brain. And the why someone might switch, it could be that it's harder for them to get the prescription pain medicines. It may be that it's cheaper to find heroin in a particular area. It may be that they're just primed now for through their addiction to seek out other ways to address it. There's a lot that's not understood about this, but it is a very concerning trend to be seeing. And I think the key to solving it is to realize that when prescription drug abuse starts, it's just extremely important for people to receive treatment and not be left untreated and potentially at risk for worse outcomes.
Is this a problem that is mainly in Baltimore City and Prince George's County, or is this across the state?
Oh, there's no question it's across the state. We're seeing significant increases on the Eastern Shore, even in Western Maryland, although last year wasn't a huge difference overall. There's a shift in Western Maryland to more heroin and less prescription drug abuse. So this is much more of a statewide phenomenon, I think, than it may have been in the past.
Is this a problem among any certain age groups, or is this spread across all age groups?
Young and middle-aged adults are most common. And what we're doing, though, is we're trying to really penetrate into what the particular situations are, and every county in Maryland now has a plan to address overdose deaths. The plan is including a lot of training in the clinical community. It's also including looking at the individual cases to try to understand where this might be happening, what the risk factors in a particular area are. You know, is there suddenly one place where heroin has become available? We're also bringing together law enforcement and public health in a number of jurisdictions to think strategically about how we can get people to treatment and out of a potentially very dangerous situation for themselves.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
I would add that the governor has made reducing overdose deaths one of the critical statewide priorities for him, and that is a message that's really been translated all the way through the state. And we've had meetings with every county represented, people really rolling up their sleeves, because we want to stop this national problem in Maryland.